Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Alana, what's happening?
We have some big news to drop today on the No Excuses Coaching Podcast.
Some big news to drop on the No Excuses Coaching Podcast. That's true. I guess you could put it that way. Big
Yeah.
news.
Or
Yeah.
maybe it's not big news. Maybe it's just news.
Maybe it's just news. Maybe it's, I mean, I think for some people, it's going to be kind of bad news or perhaps bittersweet news.
Yeah. Or surprising or shocking.
Or titillating? I don't know.
Maybe.
So what's should we like tease out the big news or should we just tell them?
I don't know. I
Maybe
think,
we should work up to it.
yeah, we could work up to it. I like
Slightly. Work up to it a little bit. Yeah.
that.
Cool. Okay. So what's been going on? What led to our news, I guess,
What
is
led to
maybe
it?
the question in their mind.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Okay, so let's recap and summarize. We had 100 episodes recently.
Yeah, we did.
We've been doing the podcast now for 2 years.
Yeah.
Lot has changed in those last couple of years.
Yeah, a lot has changed. I mean, I feel like it's been this like metamorphosis, of time, I guess.
That's just, yeah, metamorphosis. Yeah.
It really has. Like, if I look back to day one of the No Excuses Coaching Podcast, like I feel like I was like just a little baby Alana back then,
Yeah.
in terms of like what I'm doing with my business now, and just me as a person too. I feel like I've grown into this like butterfly. So that's been an interesting journey. So I think, going through this like journey as a pair of podcast co-hosts, we've learned a lot and we've experienced a lot, and we have made changes in our businesses along the way, and they've evolved and turned into their own things. And it's kind of inevitable that, you want to go off and do other things.
Yeah, you want to go off and do other things. Okay,
Yeah.
so there's a good segue. So basically, should we just come out with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
we've
let's
done
just.
100 and 100 and this is the 101st or 102nd episode, whatever it's going to be. And we're wrapping up the No Excuses coaching podcast.
Yeah, we're
Yeah,
wrapping it up.
we're moving on to other projects.
Yeah, moving on to other projects and leaving you with these 100 episodes that are full of amazing information and content and learnings. And that's not to say that the No Excuses podcast is going to be erased from podcast land. It's going to be here for you to continue to listen to, just not with new episodes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but like we had talked
Maybe.
about
Yeah.
maybe like, switching, like, because currently we're on a one episode per week schedule. We
Yeah.
could switch to like a one episode per 2 years. Every 2 years, we could do an episode. And then we wouldn't technically be ending the podcast. But for now, we're ending the podcast.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're working on other projects. I'm actually thinking about starting a new podcast. I didn't mention that to you
No, I love it.
earlier. I'm
I
not
love
sure.
that.
I might. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. That's the big news. So basically, Alana's busy with a lot of stuff. I'm busy with a lot of stuff. We've loved doing the podcast thoroughly. It's been an overwhelmingly positive experience. The feedback we've gotten from the listeners has been overwhelmingly positive. It's been a tremendous go. It's been a tremendous run, and it culminated in us teaching a group of people to start their own podcasts. And
Yeah.
now there's multiple podcasts that have been started from the Just Hit Record training that Alana and I ran a few weeks back. So, the legacy carries on. Yeah, but for now, that's it. That's it for No Excuses. So I just hope that our absence will not create a vacuum that will be filled with excuses. Right? Because we've been holding all the excuses at bay for the last 2 years. And, you know, they've been, you know, waiting. I just hope they haven't been waiting in the wings for the opportunity, the excuses to come back.
Yeah, no, you know? I don't think they will. I don't think they will. I think we...
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think we've left enough of a mark and left enough of an impact on all of our listeners that they just know now, no excuses when they hear that. They know that they shouldn't be doing that. And I think, too, the other thing is we've inspired so many people to start their own podcasts.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. The other thing, too, that I loved is, like, we reached 100 episodes and we really did something that, like, I didn't think was possible for me at one point. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, starting the podcast with kind of no idea what I was getting into, but, you know, we did it and it was actually really easy. So I'm really proud of that. And I think that we have shared that message enough that other people now are seeing that it's quite easy to put
these episodes
together and, you know, and share information. And I have another podcast called Cracked Open where I put all my hypnosis recordings. And I might explore that more too. Like, I'm thinking of exploring that a little bit more now that I have a little bit more space in my life. Not that much space, but sadly.
Yeah, you're busy. Yeah, cool. Okay, maybe we should try to, like, guess what questions the audience would have and answer them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, like, you're sitting in your car right now being like, what happened?
They're probably crying uncontrollably, and I can understand that. I can understand that.
I was already feeling a little teary-eyed before we got on record today. And, you know, I'm feeling nostalgic to, like, you know, all the days that we met on Zoom to record. And yeah, it's been fun. It's just been a nice, consistent weekly ritual.
Yeah.
I mean, we wound up
exploring the grounds of a small Canadian airport together because of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some, you know, lots of things have happened. But yeah. Anyways, I think.
Yeah. So what kind of questions?
Well, like, you know, a keen listener might be thinking, do Alana and Ryan hate each other?
Oh, yeah.
Is there some kind of scandal? Does Ryan feel that Alana's recent explosive success on Instagram is overshadowing his own fame and he's resentful because of that? And the answer is yes, that's definitely a problem for me. You know, I'm happy to admit. No, it's nothing like that, everybody. We don't hate each other. I don't feel resentful to Alana for her explosive success on Instagram or anything like that. It's just, I think it just comes down to both of us have plates that are just too full, and we've got other areas of focus that require our energy right now.
Yeah. And I think for me too, like, I really wanted it to end on, like, a positive note too. You know what I mean? Like, you know how sometimes you let something run its course and then you let it go beyond the date of expiration, and then it's just kind of like, because it's not fun anymore. And that's one, not that it wasn't fun for me to keep doing this at all, but I think there was this intuition that I had that it was just like, when we hit that 100th episode, even on the day of the 100th episode, I didn't have this, but it was like a little bit later where I was just like, I think we should just call it.
Yeah.
And 100. It was like a strong intuitive thing for me that was just like, I think we're good here. And I think I'm actually, like, proud of us for doing what we're doing, because I think that it just shows, like, you don't have to wait until something's broken or until something's not working anymore or until, you know, Like, you can just end stuff. Even when it's going fine. Like, you know what I mean? And so, it's the answer. If anybody has those questions around, like, what happened or, you know, was there a problem? There actually was no problems whatsoever. It was just like a decision. Let's end it.
Yeah. That's it. And all right. Bye, everyone. See you later. Have a good one.
So, yeah. So that's it. So we'd love to hear, I don't know, send us messages on Instagram and let us know if you have other questions. We can answer them there.
Yeah.
But any future plans, Ryan, before we sign off?
I mean, there's always stuff in the works. You know, I've got the social media training. I've got the free group that people are welcome to be a part of, the Mission and Movement group on Facebook. But other than that, I've got a couple of ideas for other podcasts that I might want to kick off in the coming weeks, although I'm not really sure about that just yet. And beyond that, I think maybe we should recommend to, you know, for people to subscribe to a couple of podcasts, the Change Hub podcast, which is from Shauna Rosenthal and Tina Haller. Who are students at the Just Hit Record program that Alana and I did. So they've already got at least one episode out, if not a couple. So and that's called Change Hub Podcast. So check that one out. And the Un-F Your Mind podcast with Daniel Cox, and Jamie Lynn G. Also an excellent podcast from some of the students, two other students from the Just Hit Record. So subscribe, and they're both good. They're both good. Really good right off the bat. So subscribe to those is what I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Also subscribe to actually this friend of mine, Erin Martin. I'm going to give her a shout out because she's one of our, loyal listeners.
Yeah.
She texts me when I don't post the podcast in a timely fashion. To be like, where's the episode? I want to listen to it. But she also has a podcast and it's called, I want to give her podcast a plug because it's a good one. The Emotional Wellbeing Podcast.
Ah.
Yeah. And that is with Erin Martin.
Cool.
So check out that podcast too.
Yeah. Cool. And
yeah, I think that's that about does it.
That about does it. There you go.
And future plans for me are pretty much the same. I'm just going to be doing the same old thing. I'm still doing my breakthroughs. I've got a self-doubt hybrid type program coming out in the next little bit. So you can stay tuned for that. You can always find me on Instagram, at Alana Banks Coaching. You can listen to my hypnotic meditations at Cracked Open, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I guess stay tuned to see what's next for Alana and Ryan. What's coming down the pipe.
There you go. That's it. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Ryan Montes NLP. What's your Instagram these days? Keep changing it.
No, I don't. It's always been the same. At Alana Banks Coaching.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Follow us. Chat with us. For those of you that are in my mastermind, which Alana is in, we'll both still be in there hanging out as well. So you can see us there. Cool. All right. That's it. And big thank you to you, Alana Banks, co-host extraordinaire. You've been brilliant and wonderful these last few years as a podcast co-host and producer. You're the best. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for being an amazing podcast co-host. I couldn't think of anyone else I'd want to co-host a podcast with. So
not even Tom Hanks.
Not even Tom Hanks.
Whoa. How about that? High praise, everybody. High praise. Okay. Bye, everyone.
All right, thank you so much.
Everywhere else.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Bye.